Hello, Pocoyo.
Hi.
Hey, look at Pato. Quick, Pocoyo, behind you. What is Pato doing? I don't think Pocoyo knows. I wonder, do any of you know what Pato is doing?
Skipping!
Yes, Pato is skipping with a skipping rope. I wonder who this is. Of course. Hello, Ellie. Ellie's got a skipping rope too.
Pocoyo, skipping rope.
Oh, I see. I think Pocoyo wants a skipping rope as well.
Thank you, Ellie.
Now you can all play skipping together. Now that's a good game. All follow Ellie. Are you sure you know how to skip with a rope, Pocoyo?
1, 2, 3.
Oh dear, it's not as easy as it looks, is it? I know. Why don't you ask Ellie and Pato? I'm sure they'd show you how to skip with a rope. Well, if you're sure.
1, 2, 3.
Oops. Perhaps I'll count you in this time. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Pocoyo, the rope. Can you see where it's gone, Pocoyo? Oops. Sorry, sleepy bird. Poor Pocoyo, you really want to skip with a rope, don't you? You need some help. Who could help you learn to skip, Pocoyo? Who can he ask for help? Can any of you tell Pocoyo? That's a terrific idea. Why don't you ask Ellie and Pato, Pocoyo?
Help, Pocoyo.
Oh, I see. Now that is a good idea. If Ellie and Pato help by turning the rope, you can think clearly about trying to skip. Oh, they're not ready yet, Pocoyo. The rope needs to be turning for you to skip in it. Shall I count you in again? That's it. Ready? One, two, three. Well done, Pocoyo. You did it. You can skip with a rope. You see, Pocoyo, there's nothing wrong with asking for help once in a while. Otherwise, you might just have to skip a lot of the fun. So ends another day with our friend Pocoyo. Well, maybe we'll just skip a bit more. Bye-bye. See you soon.